This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
We are here today with Datuk Sheikh Hussein Yi for a short tazkirah, or shall we call it reminders. And today, we will be focusing on the silent struggle, which is battling depressions within our own minds among youth. Right now, we shall begin with Datuk Sheikh.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban barakan fi. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma' ba'du. To all our dear brothers and sisters, the weaver, wherever you are, with me today, my moderator, Brother Ang, it's very important for us to understand the reality of life. People are sharing with us about their experiences, about the depression, the anxiety they are having today. But according to the teaching of Islam, Allah, the Creator, who knows everything, who sees everything, have alert and informed us about what is going to happen to all of us. He have all the knowledge. The problem is we don't have the knowledge, we don't have the understanding and all. And sometimes we are not prepared. Example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter, Allah said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع والنقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات. I'm going to test all of you. Allah is telling us, He is sure to test us, to expose every one of us to these few things in life. Fear, number one. Khawf, jou, hunger. The loss of job, the loss of money, all whatever that we love is getting lesser and lesser from time to time. Even the loss of life, our loved one. Now, at the end of the day, Allah said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings, good news. For who? For those who have patience. Patience is not just do nothing. And asking Allah for this, and you just do what you are able to do. And then have faith that life moves on. Whatever happens, sometimes it's a reminder from Allah that this is going to happen, worse is going to come, so you get yourself prepared. So when you are prepared for any problem in life, you will never face depression.
Inshallah.
Yes, because you are ready. You know this is coming, that is coming again. It's just like, COVID is coming, so you prepare yourself, That's why in Islam, the Islamic term, al-wiqaya khayrun min al-ilaj. Prevention is always better than cure. People have all these problems, depression, anxiety, because they take life for granted. Suddenly this thing happened, caught them by surprise. They don't know what to do. Even we don't know what to do, still there's a lot of scholar around you. Get close to the scholars. When you are negative, get close to people who are positive. When you don't have the knowledge of how to overcome problem, you don't just keep quiet. You just have to move yourself and get advice. Inshallah, you get the right advice. You know the right advice must come from Allah, the Creator, and our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you see all the thing that you feel there is a problem, is no more a problem. Or it's just part of life. You just have to move on, have faith in Allah, and try your level best to do whatever you can.
Inshallah.
But if you keep on entertaining problem without finding the way to move forward, the answer, of course, when you're alone especially, depression will come more and more. Just have to get out from the environment and mix around with the righteous people, and you see there's a lot of wisdom behind that. Allah also promises, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُّ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَجُ. This is a promise from the Creator who sees and knows everything. So why can't we just have that faith, oh Allah, now I'm going to have taqwa to you. That means I'm going to have faith and be connected to you. I want to believe in you, O Allah. How do I show that I believe in Allah? Whatever Allah wants me to do, I will do. Whatever Allah says is going to happen. That's how I should believe in Allah's what you call predestination, taqdeer. Then Allah says, I will show you ways to overcome your problem. You have to go back to God. Then you find a way. And I will provide for you. Allahu Akbar. And this is the area that we want all our young generation to understand. Because sometimes we thought that we know better. We think human can help. Sometimes they think human can help us. Nobody can help us except Almighty Allah. Hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So we just have to humble ourselves, stay connected to Allah, be close to Him. Then you see, inshallah, all the depression and anxiety that you are facing will start to ease. Innamal usri yusra. When there is a difficulty here and there, there's always some ease waiting for you.
Subhanallah.
You just have to look for it.
Inshallah.
That will be my answer.
Subhanallah.
Hayyakallah.
I feel jazakallahu khair, Sheikh. And I feel so assured to have Islam as my religion. It is such a strong pillar for all of us where we tend to always overlook it.
Yeah.
Okay. And going back to what you've mentioned, Sheikh, among our youth today that could lead to them being depressed, there are so many angles.
Yeah.
Okay. However, we believe that Islam is here to guide them through.
Of course. Throughout, no doubts.
Till the end of time.
Of course.
Inshallah. Shall we narrow down to a more specific question?
Okay.
Okay. Firstly, with everything that's going on in the world, you know, news, they travel so fast.
Mm.
And right now, at this moment, our younger generation, our youth, are exposed to so many things that previously, when I was younger, when you were younger, we wouldn't know what is happening across the world. So this brings to social media influence and comparisons from what they see in Instagram, in Facebook, in TikTok. So I believe that with everything that they're exposed to, and they constantly compare themselves to what they always see, which are the only good parts that people are showing, because it is rarely that people will show their worst parts or their down moments. However, the ones viewing will always see, how I wish to only be like them. How I wish to only have what they have. Their life is so good. So, Sheikh, may I please kindly ask, what could you say about that for those that keep comparing and they feel so down and depressed by it?
Yeah. We know what is happening to the younger generation because of the technology that we are having today. It can be used for good and it could cause harm to all of us. Social media sometimes is just a big rubbish bin. And it's like a toilet, everything is there. You know, even they thought how good, how successful, you don't know whether it's true or not. What we as a Muslim must be very grateful to Allah, we have our own media. The media is from Allah. What Allah said is sure to be 100% true about the past, lesson learned, so that you prepare for now, and then about the future. So you cannot stop them from entertaining the social media, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. You cannot stop anymore. It's there already. See, but how do you filter it?
Mm-hmm.
That is important. Filtering is important. Correct. It can come, but you just listen, you know it don't benefit you, ignore it. If anytime you want to compare with what other people is sharing about their success, you know, their challenges and so on, we don't know it's real or not.
Correct.
This all is just lip service.
Correct.
Yeah. Sometimes it may be real, but what is important, you see how our Prophet who was sent by Allah with all the wisdom is reminding us again. Correct. This is like a tazkira, a reminder. The Prophet reminded us by saying, if you want to compare at any time, in your life you want to compare with somebody, you always compare people who are lesser fortunate, who are poorer than you, lesser than you. Don't compare with people who are higher up than you. Why? Then you will become more grateful. Oh, alhamdulillah, I'm not that bad.
Exactly.
If I compare people who are lesser than me, worse than me, oh, I'm okay.
Correct.
You know? But if I try to compare people who are higher, we don't know. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us, يَوْمًا لَا يَنْفَعُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Remember, day will come, your well, your children cannot benefit you. The only thing that really can help you to move forward, to face the reality, is your faith and your submission to Allah. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ Allah said. Except those who submit their heart to Almighty Allah, the All-Knowing, the Creator, the All-Seeing. So that is how we should prepare ourselves. You want to compare, fair enough. But always compare with people who are lesser, who are worse than you. Then you will never be ungrateful. The guidance is there. But what I'm trying to remind myself and all the young brothers and sisters, wherever you are, please, any problem you encounter, whatever media that you are exposed to, always filter with the Quran and the Sunnah, the authentic Sunnah. فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُ Allah said, you have any problem, go back to my guidance, the Quran, unaltered, uncorrupted, pure, and it's from Allah, the Creator, and the teaching of my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will solve all your problems. The big one becomes small. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
You must have that faith. Now, how many young people today read the Quran and understand Quran? How many of them refer to the media that talk about Allah and the Prophet? See? Only these two will save us from a lot of problems. Because Allah has promised us. فَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُ The Prophet said, if you hold to these two, nothing can corrupt you. Nothing can mislead you anymore. So we know the social media. We are also exposed to social media. Correct. We get very tired sometimes. Correct. If you want to entertain. And we do not know. The reality of this social media is just hearsay. There say here. So we just listen, no problem. But don't just believe. Filter it. How do you filter? With the Quran and Sunnah. You see? And then if you are weak, you must move yourself to a good environment. Get close to the righteous people. Think that you are confused, just ask them. Inshallah, you'll find the answer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in the Quran and the hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Inshallah. Nah. Alhamdulillah. As you all have heard from Sheikh, always refer back to the Quran and the Sunnah. And if any of you ever had trouble understanding, you know where to find, it is here at Al Khadim, where we have our Asatiza to help you to understand better. Okay, so Sheikh, tying up to that, so when comparison is one thing, it's one angle from it. Another angle would be most people, they feel they initially started this thing as a hobby or just for fun to showcase what they can offer. Maybe I am good at drawing, I'll show what I can draw. Maybe I'm good at building something, I'll show what I can build. It started off as a hobby, but then slowly they realized that, I could make money from this. Okay, and some youngsters do not have the, not to say do not have the aspirations, but you can see the numbers of people wanting to be the big four, I call it. Doctors, lawyers, engineers, accountants. You see, they don't look at that anymore. I want to be an influencer. I want to be famous. You see, you know, if I can make money doing what I like, you know. So this could help them relieve their financial stress. You see, and with recently MCO, most people do not have jobs, and they feel that this is one thing that can give them a stable income.
Yeah.
But even so, when like you've mentioned, Sheikh, when you make this as your work, then you're open to all this comparison and everything else. Okay, what would you say to youngsters who would like to become these social media influencers as their full-time job?
Allahu Akbar. We know what is happening to the mind of the young generation. Everybody wants to be famous, popular, you know. It's nothing wrong. You know, it's nothing wrong. But you must prepare yourself. You know, this is not the real life. It's just for a while. You feel good. After some time, the people who will be better than you will come appear and you'll be left behind. Nobody is there on the top always.
Correct.
But what is important in life is you must be contented with whatever you can do, whatever you have. You can move forward. There's nothing wrong. But if you fail, are you going to be depressed because of that? Some other people, alhamdulillah, they got through. But now mean that everybody will have the same kind of result of what they are doing. You can try your best. But if it helps you, alhamdulillah. But always remember, whatever you do, please make sure that it benefits you as an individual. It's not something that you're trying to portray that is not correct, or you're trying to lie, or you're trying to corrupt other people's mind. No. You are ready to share with anybody what God has given you and be grateful and be thankful. Mm-hmm. No problem. I never stop anybody who want to be rich, to be progressive. Mm-mm. Yeah, do it. Do whatever you can. Mm-mm. But don't forget the borderline. What is halal, halal. What is haram, is haram.
SubhanAllah, that's very important.
Don't cross that. Mm-mm. Because sometimes, because you want to be famous, you are not telling the truth, the whole truth. You are lying to somebody. So it's not good to lie. Exactly. One day people will know that you are lying.
Correct.
Then last, people don't believe in you anymore.
Correct.
So just be truthful and be always right, doing the right thing, say the right word at the right time, the right place.
Correct.
All this is very important. And be among the right people. Then you see everything will move very smoothly. I've seen people very successful. They become very rich. They can have big car, branded car, all branded, but they are not happy. Because that is not the real happiness. This is just material. It comes and goes. The more you have, if suddenly it's no more with you, you suffer more. But if you move gradually, try your best, try to do whatever work that can bring income to you, to make you comfortable in life, there's nothing wrong. But don't try to create something that is not real. And try to give false hope to other people. You know? What is right is right. Important is, if you look at the teaching in the Islam, is that moderation is the best.
The middle way.
The middle path.
Alhamdulillah.
Wasatiyah, they say. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. As you've mentioned, Sheikh, correct. People often fail to realize that they can go up so fast, that means they will bound to fall very fast as well.
Correct.
Exactly. And all of this that they are doing, it's only for the temporary world before we move on.
Correct. But also it's important to understand that if you can get everything, whatever you really want, but don't abandon everything. Try your level best to do what you can. In life, in Islamic principle, the Islamic guideline said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Himself said to us that He have no intention to burden us with anything that you can't do. Just do what you can. And be happy. Then you will see, inshallah. But whatever you can do, even a bit, but be consistent, is always beneficial and it brings more good result than people who they like, there's a word, hang-hang ati ayam, the Malay used to say. Hang-hang ati ayam. Or suddenly you become so...
just momentarily,
yeah, no, following so, trend. Motivated to do so many things, then after
however
some time...
the burnout.
Then you burn out.
Correct.
So everything be moderate. And also, please be humble. Mm. Seek the elderly advice. Always do that in life. Because experiences in life is important. We have more knowledge because we are exposed to all this technology, information now. But experience-wise, we may not have a lot of experience. So the elders have a lot of experiences. Seek their advice, share with them, ask them. I believe that the simple way to solve all your problems, overcome your anxiety, depression is to ask. Don't keep it to yourself and try to think and find your own way where you are stuck. Just go out. Right. If you are not aware what to do, seek
advice.
Advice.
Seek advice.
Whether you want to take traditional alternative
medicine
or you go for a normal conventional medicine. But you must look for something.
You cannot simply take medicine as
You just cannot
get poisoned.
It's okay, then you get more problem.
Correct.
You see, ask people who knows when you don't know. Correct. But don't keep it to yourself. There is the sunnatullah. Thing people do not know, just ask. Sometimes there was no issue, it's a small matter, but to you it's big because it's something new to you. And we are very young. So we thought that, wow, how can we solve this? But this is so minor for other people.
Exactly.
That's why you see sometimes think there's no issue, some other people make it a big issue. You see? When the big issue, they forgot. You know, because they don't have that understanding. So, inshallah, I believe if any of the younger generation having any problem, please don't forget. Like what you said earlier, that we have Al Qadim here, is here to serve, to help whoever needs our help. Inshallah, when we are open for this, your mind is open, your heart is open. Allah will make it easy.
Ameen, ameen. I see, Sheikh. So that is the thing that I find Islam to be very, very simple yet comprehensive on how it ties things up. Allah. How you build small habits, which is the essence of being istiqamah, they call it in Islam. Exactly. And I like how you say we must consult the elders. No. For they have more experience than they've been through so much.
Yeah.
You know, some youngsters nowadays, they might think that times have changed. They won't know what we are facing now. But in essence, right, Sheikh, the experiences of feelings are the same.
Correct.
Correct. And I believe, Sheikh, you can resonate together. We are both from Penang. We speak Hokkien. So Hokkien, there's this one word called jia yam jie gui lu jia bi, which is correct, Sheikh? Correct.
Yeah. In Malay also have that proverb.
That proverb, correct, Sheikh?
Kita makan garam lebih dari you makan nasi.
Correct. It means our elders been through so much, they had more salt they than you've had rice in your life. You see, so subhanallah. And advice from two, seeking elders, advice, it won't harm you one bit.
But sometimes I remember when we have a discussion among other group of people, not in Malaysia, overseas. Interesting that they share with me about the younger generation do not want the oldies to be around anymore, to get involved in their life. Why? They thought that by seeking advice, they will keep on stopping you from doing what you want to do.
Like a barrier.
Like a barrier. They were here to stop you. Oh, cannot, more cannot than do.
Mm-mm.
You see? Yeah, sometimes if you get the wrong kind of elderly people, and that is what they will advise you.
I understand.
Well, what they say may have some truth, not the whole truth.
Mm-mm.
They just want you to be alert.
Correct. They are protective.
Be careful. Because sometimes the situation today is that there's no limit. Anything everybody want to do, want to say anything, they can do. But everything, there's a limit.
Exactly.
That limit is important for us to understand. Correct. To what extent.
Correct.
You see, even you want to eat, there's a limit, a time for stop.
Exactly.
Don't overeat.
Exactly.
Even you do exercise, stop.
Correct.
Don't exert yourself to the extent now you injure yourself. Mm-hmm. Everything, there's a limit. So I understand some young generation, the young people, who express their feeling, you know, very difficult when they talk to their elders. They're always very discouraging, you know. Mm. They don't motivate us. They always say, no, don't do this, don't do that. So enough. We don't all the no answer. Yeah. Of course, the elderly people also divide into many groups. Some who are very wise, who have really good knowledge, then they are going to help you. Mm. But some may not have that. So they will just warn you.
Correct.
Oh, be careful. Yeah. So that you dare not even move forward sometimes. That is not good. We hope you ask the elders who have the knowledge.
Knowledge. They know what exactly.
Yeah, not just any elders.
Correct.
You know, it's just like sometimes you saw the elders. You want to become imam. Not any elderly people can be imam.
Exactly.
They may not have the knowledge.
Exactly.
You see,
exactly.
Maybe the younger one have more knowledge than them. Well, not the age that count. Not everything age count. No. Sometimes knowledge is for the seeker. Nothing to do with age. Mm-mm. Knowledge is for the seeker. Mm-mm. I think today the world have made knowledge so accessible that everybody can just seek knowledge if they want. Mm-hmm. But the younger generation, to my experience, they hardly go into that area. Mm-mm. Seeking knowledge from scholars. Mm-hmm. They hardly go into that side. They always go into the other area. Mm-hmm. Where a lot of confusion,
exactly.
And a lot of hearsay. Right. We don't know.
They confuse themselves more.
Yeah, we don't know what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes what is right, it turned out to be wrong. What is wrong turned out to be right.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So that's why it's very important for us to get the right advice, the right information.
SubhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah. Don't worry, we are here. May Allah give us the energy and the life. InshaAllah, we try our best to help whoever need our help.
InshaAllah.
That's why we call ourselves Al-Khadim. Yeah, Khadim to serve.
SubhanAllah.
Whoever needs any help, just don't forget to come, contact us. InshaAllah, we try our best. And we pray, may Allah subhanahu help all of us.
Ameen, Sheikh. Yeah. Okay, as you've mentioned, limits and barriers, I feel that they are important. Sometimes, it's not just that elders do not let us do anything we want. They do.
Yeah.
And you cannot deny that they do have that sense of care and love for us. They just want to protect us.
Yeah.
It's not to stop you completely if you know everything that, something that is, that doesn't make sense, or, you know, it's like you jumping off a cliff and then you know that is indeed not right. The elders will definitely stop you. But in most cases, they will just want to make sure that you do not hit a wall. You see? Correct, Sheikh?
Correct, yeah.
So that is why, as Dato' Sheikh mentioned, limits and barriers are essential. So let me give you an example, which brings us to our next question.
Mm.
When you act without limits, when you put yourself out there in the social media world, you are out there for everyone to see.
Correct.
Okay. Some may support you and some may go against you.
Correct.
Okay. Those that support you, you know, alhamdulillah, you feel good. Okay. Hopefully it makes you more humble, but not to be more arrogant. Okay.
Yeah.
But most of the time nowadays, right, Sheikh, very sad, you get more negative comments than positive comments, which leads to cyberbullying and online harassment.
Correct.
Saying that you're not good, you know, this is not right, that is not right, why is your face like this, why are you dressed like this? All that will affect your mental health, and, you know, you've never even met these people in real life, but you let it affect you mentally, and you once it affects you mentally, it affects you at home, it affects you at work, it affects you so many places with your friends, with your family. Right, correct,
Shay? Yeah, of course.
Exactly, Shay. So what advice could you give to all these people that are facing this kind of struggle?
Yeah. Whoever want to expose themselves to the public, in the social media is for the public today. Please be alert and be ready. Because there are three group of people you encounter. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Subhanallah. Exactly.
You see, not everybody will support you or agree with you. Some may support you, agree. Some may criticize you. They are more evil eye, you know. They just don't like you to be there sometimes. Who is this guy? You know? What is he talking, you know? So they may attack you from left and right. So if you are ready to face all these problems, then go and see. But you must be strong. But as long as you, even then, you must make sure you speak what is right. You only say what is right, you do what is right. Anything that you want to expose to the public, always make sure you expose what is right and what is positive. Even then, people may criticize you. You see, because the bad guy will look from a different angle. No. And the ugly one, only God knows. But you must always be ready for that. So I give you one simple example about the elders and the younger one. If I'm talking to the children, my children, example, or my grandchildren, or all the young children, yeah, from 15 downward, yeah, who like to play, who don't like to play, exactly. Children very active,
exactly.
Especially those below 10 are more active. They like to jump here, climb here, do this, do that. Do they aware about the danger? They don't know.
Exactly, they're just full of energy.
Full of energy, they want to do, they want to run, they want to jump, you know. But then we adult know. So what should we do? Just leave it like that. So we have to keep on reminding them, okay, children, example. Where do you like to go and play? I like to play in the playground. Okay. We like you to go and play. Now, before you go and play, what should you do? They don't know. They only see the equipment is there, and the swing is there, you know, some kind of exercise equipment is there. They thought that they just use it, it's okay. But they do not know how to use it sometimes. So normally I said now, before you want to jump and run around this area, first thing, if possible, you just send your group go around the area and look at the floor, whether there's some sharp object, broken glasses, thorns. If there is, pick it up first. Throw in the safely. Now you know the ground that you are going to play is safe. It won't injure you because you don't have all these broken glasses, nails, and so on. But normally people don't look into that. You see? So what is going to happen? You start to jump, poof, there's a broken glass waiting for you. You cut your feet. Who is going to suffer? But if you will just, you know, check, be alert, check the place, alert them. There's nothing wrong for you to play, it's good. But then you must look at the place first that you want to play. Is it safe for you? When you feel safe, and the adult also have to look into that too. When you want to bring the children to play in the playground, make sure that first thing you do is check the ground. Is everything okay? And then it saves you from a lot of problems. No, that's why they say prevention is better than cure. Even when the children want to play swing, you must remember. Anything can happen, accident can happen, it happens so fast. Then everybody regret. So that's why whatever we want to do, we must be aware about the environment that we want to get involved in. So that we all will enjoy playing and you are safe, you are happy, nobody get injured. Just an example.
Subhanallah, Sheikh. Exactly. So based on what Sheikh said, such insightful advices for us that could be carried down, not just that could be applied not just here, but also for generations to come. You know, circumstances might change, but experiences will always be the same.
Correct, yes.
Exactly. So as such, we would like to thank Sheikh. And
you're
may
welcome.
Allah put barakah in everything that you do, Sheikh.
Ameen.
For generations to come.
Ameen.
And let's wrap this up until we meet again. Okay. Shall we end with a tasbih kifarah? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Alhamdulillah.